the people have spoken. In Mnangagwa's speech in the inauguration, he says he will respect the people's power. And this time around, the people of Zimbabwe have spoken, and they have sworn in their president, who's Advocate Nelson Chamisa, to be the president of Zimbabwe. And the people at the Kwanzura Stadium said him the truly legitimate elected president of the Republic of Zimbabwe.
What is he going to do since you actually declared him president of Zimbabwe?
What the world must know that our state house is not a house where Mnangagwa and Mugabe were staying, and that's where Mnangagwa is. Our state house is in the streets. Our state house is within the people. Our state house is amongst the people. And the people have spoken. All what we need to do, we have to do what we can in our power. For example, we want 28 councils in Zimbabwe out of 32. And the combined rural and urban councils, we are holding 96 councils against 110. So the people of Zimbabwe have spoken. All what we will do is we are going to make sure that our councils are making sure that our cities are worth looking at compared to what we are seeing at this point in time. And anyway, if you have the opportunity to come to Harare, you'll see there's a huge change. The city is clean, even though the government is failing to meet the needs and the demands in terms of services.
But indications are that Mr. Chamisa is not going to conduct the duties of president, since the constitution clearly stipulates that a president is sworn in by a judge or any designated member of the judiciary. So now, since he's not installed by those, so people may assume that maybe you're just making a joke or something.
We are not making a joke. The judges of the constitutional court judges of the country are the people of Zimbabwe who voted in the July election. Those are the people that matter most as far as our consent is a part. So what we are saying is, if the people of Zimbabwe, the 2.6 million people that voted for Advocate Nelson Chamisa, have pronounced and sworn, they have sworn him in, and to us, that's good enough.
So now, what's...
It's not about the office, it's about the process.
Yes, and then from now onwards, you are planning to conduct some nationwide consultations with the people?
Yes.
Is it that you are going for nationwide protests?
Obviously, by the time we are through it, it has to be nationwide protest, because the problems that we are encountering in Zimbabwe are affecting everybody in Zimbabwe. So it's going to be a nationwide protest, but what is critical is the need to consult the people, because the people are the ones that have spoken to say Advocate Nelson Chamisa is their president. So what is critical is for us as a party, together with the president, to go to the people for confirmation from the branch, ward, district, and the province, so that we then can execute what the people of Zimbabwe have instructed us to do.